Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, or around the studios in Hubbard Radio, it would seem. and the best way, fastest way, pull up the stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on Listen Up or Left, and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And woohoo! My goodness, David Brown is here.
Yes, I am.
And Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen's here. It's our healing show today. It is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. Taking your phone calls, they're taking priority. And if you want to get in line for a phone call, they're wide open right now, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. Well, so, hey, Love train fired up, and I'm on the love train, and Linda's on the love train, David's on the love train, Nell's on the love train. All of a sudden, there's like David's got company in the studio, and a wonderful, neat gal in there dancing behind you and all of that. And then all of a sudden, there's a big, tall guy in there, and that would be, I think, Nathan came in. And then there's another guy. Anyway, the studio's full of people. So who are all these people, David, and where'd they come from?
It's Bigfoot, a.k.a. Nathan, and his friends getting ready, you know, to head over to the stadium from our station down
so that,
the hall.
Is that the Bigfoot team?
That's Bigfoot and his friends.
Bigfoot and friends, and guess what? They're pretty good at love training. Got some good dancers going down there. That's pretty good.
I thought we should call them the David Brown Dancers.
No. We'll go with Bigfoot and friends.
The David Brown's Bigfoot and Friends.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. David Brown, Bigfoot and Friends. So I don't know. That's going to be a tough one to beat. I think that's our best love train in a long time. Anyway, what fun. Okay, so what are we doing now? that was so much fun. I'm totally distracted. Well, all right, you guys. So we need something to do. That means... time to pick up that phone. Yep, David's saying, hey, I'm just sitting here. He's got to have something to do. So, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. And Linda, have you got something to say?
Well, I was thinking that if we don't have a call right now, I know we have many things we could do, but one of the things I know is that many people feel the sense of transition at this time of year as summer's winding down and the next season is starting. And everybody experiences that transition differently. But we could do maybe some kind of just balancing, releasing work for everyone.
Ooh.
Around this particular time of year. And I don't have any other plan other than to say that Nels will also be tuning into it as well.
His eyes just got big. All righty. Well, that sounds like an excellent idea because I was thinking about that, too. It does feel like we really are kind of getting into that transition from summer to fall. You know, there's that that sense of when you go outside, and I don't know, is it a smell? Is it a feeling? But there's some, okay, Nels is smiling and nodding his head, so is David and Linda, and that you just kind of feel it's like, oh, fall's here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to say, I haven't felt that yet. But I suspect, no, because I was out, I've been outside. I've been outside this morning, and I was surprised how warm it was, because sawing it in gray, I expected to have that feeling. So it's been humid enough and warm enough that I haven't had that hit yet. But I don't know. I may feel it later today. But that transition is definitely coming. And I was thinking last night, I probably should be warning folks that, you know, when we transition from summer to fall, that can be a little challenging for some of our animal friends. And what I'm talking about are some of our dog friends that are amongst those, it's usually smaller breeds, but they're the ones that were behind the door when house training skills were handed out, okay? So they're not wild about going outside, you know, to do their business when it's cold or wet or rainy. So you got to remember that. If you have little ones that have been doing great with their house training during the summer, when the weather starts to change and you get that into, oh, geez, it's fall now, I can feel it, it's cold, that's when you ought to start going out with your dog friends a few times and doing jolly routines. Woohoo, it's cold, it's fall, oh boy. Here, you know, treat them on the spot for going outside. And just have a sales pitch for a little while just to remind them that it's a good thing to go outside and in the cold weather to do their business. Gosh, we have time, and the phone is obviously not ringing off the hook. So, Linda, are you prepared now that you could do
sure.
General whatever you're going to do for us? Transition.
Yeah.
What do we call this? A transition?
Well, this is just a balancing and releasing around whatever energy each individual person has at this time about making this move into the fall. And I want to just check with Nels and see if you have something you'd like to suggest or say before we do anything else.
What I can say is in the wee hours of the morning, probably around 4:30 or something, it popped into my head something similar, but it was for the animals. So we can do one for the people, and then I can do one for the animals.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
All right. See, I told you, we're all kind of on the same wavelength, and all this. Well, remember, we don't do the show. Divine Mother directs the show, so that's why I'm so flexible. It's kind of like, oh, well, wherever you want, just let it happen. So how perfect is that? So do you feel comfortable that we start, Linda does us human animals first, and then Dr. Nels, you clean up the animal world?
That works for me, yeah.
Because the normal flow of energy, remember, our animal friends do pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our characteristics, our behavior, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional energy. So it kind of makes sense to kind of clear and balance us human animals first, and then to clear the animals. All right. So, Linda, we are in your charge.
All right. So I'm going to invite everybody in the listening audience to, if you're in a car, I don't want you to shut your eyes, but you could pull over if you want to participate.
There you go.
And so what I'm going to invite everyone to do right now is to find yourself a comfortable place to stand, sit, or lay down, and just let yourself start to tune in to the idea that we are entering the time of transition. The summer is winding down, and we are entering that space where we will be shifting into the fall. And let yourself, as you are relaxing and breathing normally, think about fall. It's going to be fall. And notice how you feel. If there's a lot of different feelings, just be patient and wait until one of them becomes more strong than the others. It's going to be fall. And then continuing to just focus on that feeling. And if you can, keep your awareness on your body as you notice this feeling. It may even be showing up in a particular place in your body. Just notice the feeling. It's going to be fall. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of truthful, full of truth. Knowing that truthful is about the stories that we tell ourselves about ourselves. So we can let ourselves just be open and wonder. I wonder what stories I tell myself about myself related to the fall. Is it a story about my health? Is it a story about something that happens in the fall? Just letting ourselves know all of that and focus on truthful. And the number four, and this energy of truthful is resonating in the heart chakra right now as we think truthful four. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right, just rolling your closed eyes up and to the right. And you're just going to do some very slow, deep breathing in and out, thinking truthful four. Truthful four, truthful four, truthful four. And then breathe normally. And with your eyes open, you're just going to tip your head forward. And if you're standing or sitting, look down. And if you're laying down, just lift your head up, look towards your toes. Let your head go all the way back to a comfortable position. And then tune in to that feeling you have about the fall. And that is complete. And we're going to have a group affirmation. And the affirmation is, I accept the feeling of truthful. And when we think this affirmation, we're going to just have awareness of the stories we tell and have been telling ourselves about ourselves. And I'm going to turn it over to Nels.
Well, that was wonderful. I didn't just sit here watching or anything. I was absolutely in the group participating. It was great.
Me
so,
too.
Yeah, with this glorious energy that we have just sort of built up in ourselves, now I want, for those of us who have an animal with us, we can put our hands on our animal. And this is a way we can do it. This is not like learning a technique in particular, but it is about reconnecting the animal in a general sense. So I'm imagining that I've got one of my dogs in my lap, and I am putting my right hand on the side of its neck, and the other hand, I am finding a place somewhere behind the shoulder blade, all the way to the tail, anywhere in there where it feels like my hand would just naturally say, oh, this is something that feels like it needs a little boost or a little help, and just rest my left hand there. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to thinking about the feelings of fall and this energy that's coming. And this is a good positive energy, and feel that energy, and then focus on your hands, feeling that energy in your hands, that beautiful, glorious energy of transition, going from something to something, and it's all good. And just feeling that energy, and then notice your hands, and notice if there's a pulsation that feels like your heartbeat in your hands. It might be that it beats in your right hand and then in your left hand and back and forth, or it might be fast in one and slow in the other. But just pay attention to that heartbeat feeling in your hands, and then notice that it's slowing down. And they're becoming synchronized, both hands, feeling that synchronized pulse of life in both hands. And just let that feeling sink into you through your hands and into your pet through your hands, so that you're all resonating with this one glorious universal pulse. Boom, boom, boom. That is the pulse of life. And we are reconnecting ourselves and our pets and the energy within each of us through this pulse. And now you can just realize that you can do this anytime you want. It's good for you. It's good for your pet. And there we have it.
Wow. That was great, you guys. Wow. Woohoo! Well, Divine Mother sure knows what she's doing. She knows what we need, even if I don't at the time. that was phenomenal. And but boy, I would like to just sit in this wonderful energy for a while. So let's take care of advertisers. Let's send all this good energy to them. And oh gosh, who wants a treatment? Whose animals need a treatment? Pick up your phones. 373. No. How about 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or toll-free 888-298-5569. Hey, give us some phone calls. We would love to have something more to do than just talk to each other here. So let's everybody stay where you are, pick up your phones, give us a call, and support our advertisers. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. now.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW. And we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune into Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time. And now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements. Remember, it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat plant vitamins. They're called NuPro Nuggets. The cats really, really like it. And my oldest kitty, Sophie, when I give her dinner, and she goes over and smells it. And then she looks at me and meows. And it's like, I want my NuPro Nuggets. I want my nuggets. And she won't start eating until I put the nuggets, sprinkle them on her food. So a lot of people use them as treats. And the dog supplements, unbelievable for skin and hair coat. And if you have a shedding breed of dog and you'd like the hair to stay on them and not on your floors, NuPro is the only supplement I've ever found that truly, truly, truly does cut way, way down on shedding. And the hair tends to stay on their body and not fall off on your floor. You can do just the gold label, which is just for the skin and hair coat and health and all of that and well-being. Or the silver label adds glucosamine and chondroitin for joint support as well. And you can check them all out at NuProSupplements.com online. You can purchase there. A lot of the times you'll find at least the dog supplements in your pet store. You can also order them on Amazon. And remember our sound healer from Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Great access, easy parking, all that sort of stuff. And what a thrill to be in person with Jude. Linda's nodding because we both go in to see Jude. And to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and the acutonic forks and so forth. Incredible help. And the combination of doing the best therapy combined with sound healing and acutonics is absolutely incredible. Linda knows that because we do both, and I do both. Anyway, it's amazing. So Jude has room for new clients, and all you got to do, check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And remember, I'm beating the bushes to drum up folks that need help with their dog friends because I'm available. And I would love it if you'd take my phone number and give it to anybody you know that has problems with their dogs. I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. And I usually only have to see people once and get all the problems under control immediately. So Write this number down and pass it out. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Alrighty then, I guess the world is still revolving on its axis because our family, Animal World family, is getting on the phone. So we are glad to see that. And next up, we are heading to Bellevue. And Diane, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning.
And how are you today, Diane?
Oh, doing good, and I'm doing okay with fall. I like the cooler weather.
Okay. So you're happy with the transition to fall?
Yes, I just don't want winter to scoot in too fast.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. When we were doing, Linda was doing that little ritual for us. What do you think? And she was saying, think about what does fall mean? And to me, it's all the leaves falling off the tree and blowing leaves. And so that's how I say it. I'm blowing leaves and blowing leaves and blowing leaves. Well, and then I think you did, you took us through the process, Linda. And then you had us go back to what if and I'm blowing leaves with a great big old smile on my face and seeing Robbie playing the leaves. So it totally did shift my feeling and stuff. Excuse me. So anyway, Diane, I guess you didn't need too much shifting because you already love fall.
Well, I'm liking the cooler weather because it has been so hot this summer. So I want rain.
Unusually, the temperature I found, and I don't know if y'all relate to this, the temperature hasn't been as high as sometimes the heat waves we've had, but it's been so humid that it seemed hotter a lot of the time. So I too, am looking forward to, just cooler air temperatures. Anyway, Diane, so you're checking in, I'm sure, about Whiskers, kitty?
Yeah, calling for tune-up for Whiskers.
And anything going on with Whiskers?
Well, just general, he's still missing his brother, Theo. And
yeah.
I had this tub of water in my bathroom because we were without water for a day, and he accidentally jumped into the tub of water.
Oh!
Quickly scrambled out, was not happy.
Now, that could upset somebody's nervous system, couldn't it, Dr. Nels?
Yes. I was remembering a similar incident.
So what happened? The water must have been turned off in your neighborhood or something, and so you filled up the bathtub to have some water if you needed it? And poor Whiskers didn't realize that and went jumping into the bathtub. Oh, poor baby. That must have been a real shock.
It was. It shocked me, too. I heard this noise. What is that?
And then you had one wet kitty on your hands.
I did.
Wet
he
bathroom.
Gave me a look like it's your fault.
Yeah, right. You tricked me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dr. Nels, I think Whiskers needs a tune-up.
Right. Let's tell folks what Whiskers looks like, because people like to have a visual. I know what he looks like, and I'm going to tune right in and get to work. But our listeners want to know.
Yeah. Diane, what does Whiskers look like?
Well, he's gray and white, very fluffy kitty. A big guy, and long hair, blue eyes, very soft fur, and very sweet.
And he's not a drowned rat.
Not a drowned rat. He has been dried off with much protest. He didn't like that either.
Yeah, I'm sure. But that poor baby. I mean, what a shock. Now, Dr. Nels, I see you're already working on Whiskers. Are you working on fight flight points?
This is exactly the flight point. So, and it wasn't like I would say I was expecting them. This is what his system tells me. This is what needs to happen. And yeah, I think he got, let's just say, a little tweaked by that experience.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's a good thing you're calling in, Diane, because he definitely needs that tune-up. And, you know, anybody you're listening, has your animal friend had some kind of trauma recently going on? And because this happens to all mammals as far as, you know, I mean, us humans, right, Dr. Nils?
Yeah.
Our nervous systems can get stuck. Our cats, our dogs, our horses. I mean,
every living thing.
Everybody, right?
Yeah, every living thing has some version of fight or flight because it's a survival mechanism. At its most basic, how do you deal with adversity in the moment so you can survive? And even single cells have it. So it is, it's a universal thing with mammals and vertebrate animals. It's got a standard access that I understand, but I know that every living thing has some form of this.
Yep. And so remember what I told you about the human to animal transference. Our animals do pick up and process our stuff. So if it wasn't your animals, maybe you've had a bit of a trauma. Something's gone on. I think a lot of us have had a trauma this week about what's going on. But can something, now, Nels, let's ask about this, not in general to get in details, but when something happens that's pretty devastating for everybody that's aware of it, you know, can that affect individual nervous systems and stuff?
So much. I'll just go back to 9/11 since we just went
there. You go.
That.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. Okay.
Oh, I remember this woman came into me, and this was, you know, quite a while back, and I wasn't near as old as I am now either. But she was elderly, and she was just shaking like a leaf. And she told me, she said, "I just keep watching TV and seeing those buildings fall down." And she says, "I'm just an absolute wreck." And I said, "Okay, well, step one, turn off the TV." and then, you know, I did my process and got her all reset. And she walked out, instead of shaking like a leaf, she was smiling and moving in a normal manner instead of like a frail old woman who could barely get around. And, you know, it was a big difference for her. And I just said, "You just have to leave the TV off. Nothing's going to change, you know, by watching it. So you want to keep yourself clean. Your energy has to be clean." And yeah, it was, and that affects everybody. Anybody. I actually saw a video on the towers yesterday, and I must have only
watched. Was the anniversary last week was the anniversary. Yeah.
And so I watched, and I really avoided watching that because I knew the destructive power of watching that. Well, I watched it and I had to do a little cleanup on myself after I watched that again. It's like, holy moly, I can just feel what that energy is doing to me. So yeah, it affects everybody. These big events, you know, assassinations of people, falling down buildings, all, you know, any of these major events that everybody's impacted.
But you're right, and if you remember, if you've seen the press conferences that I think it's the governor of Utah that has done, I mean, the one big message he's had, which certainly was, turn off the social media, turn it off. It's
absolutely
only fanning flames and making things way worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
So turn it off. And so you're affirming that, Dr. Nils, disconnect.
Oh yeah, and then next month in October, I'll be doing my How to Reset Yourself workshop.
Ah, yes.
And everybody needs, and that one I don't really need to limit that so much because, yeah, we don't need to, you know, I'm critiquing on the one I'm doing this month for the animals. I'm kind of critiquing people's performance to make sure they're doing it right so they get the results they want. But the other one is more, you know, something that anybody who wants to, we can get you on board so long as you're a member. And it's a great workshop. And I've used it as I mentioned in my newsletter, I've used that work myself lately. So,
well,
okay.
And then, all right. So I know we're still working. Diane, I haven't forgotten about you. And well, Linda, you can we'll be able to do a session with Diane here real quickly. But as long as we're on the subject, I want to think now we did, you know, Linda, you did that general process for us. and for the change into fall and that sort of thing. Now, we weren't focusing on the big negative stuff that's happened this week. But do you think we covered that base in what we did? Do you think we need to do another general for everybody related to that? Or what do you think?
Well, what I like about this work is that when I ask somebody to think about how they're feeling in a particular context, that person knows how they're feeling. And that's all I need to know. And so whether people's feelings are around big events or around very personal history or, you know, just thoughts about rain or, you know, whatever's going on, they get what they need.
Okay, so you covered that base then. We got what we needed doing that ritual with you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I mean, one can do this over and over again, but what I would say is everybody got what they needed as far as what they were feeling right now in the context of we're in a transition time. And that can mean whatever it means to each person.
Wonderful. All right. So, Diane, are you ready for a session with Linda?
I am.
All right, Linda. So you are in charge.
The group sessions were awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, weren't they? Yeah, they were great. Wonderful.
So, Diane, it's good to hear your voice, and I'm going to invite you to think about something that you know you've been thinking about a lot. So just find that thing you think about a lot.
Okay.
Okay, and just focus on that. Notice how you feel as you're thinking about what you think about a lot. And I'm encouraging people who are listening to do the same. Something you think about a lot. And then set that aside and focus on good, the feeling of good. And the number three, your eyes are going to be closed and looking up and to the right. And your breathing is going to be to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Exhale from the abdomen. And if you're sitting or standing, exhale into the earth, thinking good. Three, your closed eyes are looking up at the right side of your forehead.
All right, Diane, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You've exhaled out all of the air in your lungs and hold the air out as long as you comfortably can, and then take another breath and let it out again whenever you need to, thinking good, three. Good, three. Good, three.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Diane, with your eyes open, looking down toward the earth, and letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then let your thoughts return to what you have been thinking about a lot. And that is complete.
Perfect. Thank
and
you.
The affirmation, Diane, is I accept the feeling of good. I accept.
Perfect. I accept the feeling of good. That's a nice affirmation.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Anything else we need to share about Whiskers, Dr. Nels? Or
no, he got what he needed. He was definitely tweaked by his experience. And
yep.
We got him rebalanced and
so
reset.
Next time, if you have to fill up the bathtub, Diane, close the door.
No kidding.
Yeah, because but I'm really glad you called in, because it sure sounds like Whiskers needed a tune-up after that and have that nervous system reset.
Yes,
so hopefully he's going to be a happier camper.
Yes, thank you very much, all of you.
All right, thank you, Diane. God bless. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.
All right, we need to, I think before we go to Sue, we need to take care of advertisers so we stay on schedule here, because we're already over a bit. So let's do that, and then we'll have plenty of time for Sue, and we're going to check on her kitties, Zoe and Jody Joy. So stay right where you are, Sue, and everybody else as well. Animal World continues, more with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? triggered by people around you, what's going on in your personal life, or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We did hear from Linda Rasmussen, and you can check her out at her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. Verticalenergyworldwide.com. And Linda, you are local. You have an office in the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery.
Bless you.
Thank you. So people can work with you in person at your office or over the phone or Zoom or remotely because, again, it's energetic anytime. And so you don't have to be in person. And you are continuing to offer a free session for anyone, any new clients that contact you. Is that correct?
Yeah, anybody who has heard this show and wants to be a little deeper in the process than what we can do on the radio, I'm very happy to provide a free introductory session in person or remotely.
And like said, if you've been worked on the show with Linda, that doesn't count. You can still have a free session.
That's right.
So verticalenergyworldwide.com is the website, and then you can call or text her at this number, especially if you'd like a free session. And the number to call or text is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Alrighty then. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty, let's get back to the phones and let's head out to Bothell and Sue. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
How are you doing,
how's
Sue?
How's everybody? I'm good. Okay.
We're good. How are you?
Okay.
Is it raining at your house yet?
Yeah, a little bit. Not hard, though.
Okay. All right. Well, it must be because you're in Bothell, so next stop is probably me.
Yeah.
But I don't see any drips quite yet. And I'm assuming you're calling about your kitties, Zoe and Jody Joy?
Yeah. So Zoe's a brown tabby with a kinky tail, and Jody Joy's a small brown tabby in white. And I'm still getting ready to go on vacation. And they need to be calm and relaxed, and part of the problem is I need help with me because my roommate and I are not getting along, and I think it's miscommunication and not understanding each other, and then with our different personalities thrown into the mix. So things are tense in the home, and I know the cats are feeling that.
Oh, absolutely. Dr. Nels, are you working on Zoe or Jody Joy?
Jody Joy jumped up and said
she volunteered first, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're getting
a
Jody. Yeah, she does. It's all about Jody Joy.
Yeah. All right. So Dr. Nels will be working on the kitties. And then Sue, I think, didn't you tell us, aren't you going down to my favorite place on earth? You're going over to the coast and Pacific Beach, right?
Yeah, I thought we were going earlier this month, but we're not going till the 25th.
Oh, okay. And then you're going to have razor clams for me at the home port.
Maybe.
And dip your toes in the ocean and all that good stuff. And that should help you tremendously. In the meantime, though, Linda, it sounds like Sue needs you to help her as much as the kitties need something this month. Sue could use some stabilizing as well.
Yeah, well, I'm here to help, Sue. So let's have you start out just bringing a beautiful blue sky into your thoughts, thinking the sky is blue. And then I'm going to invite you to think about something that you're thinking about a lot these days. So focus on whatever that is, whatever you're thinking about a lot. And notice how you feel as you're thinking about it. And then set that aside and focus on accurate, the feeling of being accurate. Accurate, excuse me, and the number three. Your eyes are closed. Excuse me, your eyes are closed and looking up at your forehead and to the right. And your breathing is going to be to exhale. And if you're sitting or standing, exhale into the earth from the abdomen, holding your breath out.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You've exhaled out all of the air in your lungs and hold it out as long as you comfortably can. And then feel free to take another breath in and let it out. Hold it out and continue that process as you're thinking accurate three, accurate three, accurate three, accurate three.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Sue, and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth and letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then let whatever it is you've been thinking about a lot back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And the affirmation will be, I accept the feeling of accurate. I accept the feeling of accurate. And just letting this be the truth of your experience that you can receive this energy of accurate and know that it is truly your energy.
All right. Oh, so how are you feeling, Sue?
A little better, thank you.
Yeah, well, I hope you have a wonderful vacation.
Yeah,
and
Dr.
Nels, you got both Jody Joy and Zoe, anything to report?
Well, it wasn't extensive. I didn't have to do a lot on either of them, but I did reset them. And there was a little bit, I would say, a little fight or flight-ish involved. It wasn't quite like Whiskers, mm-hmm. who was fully involved. But yeah,
well, I don't think Zoe and Jody Joy didn't just jump into a bathtub.
No, they did not. So anyway, yes, they are tuned up.
Okay, thank you so very much.
All right, Sue, anything else you want to know from either Dr. Nels or Linda or me?
No, I guess that's good. Thank you.
All righty. Well, you have a wonderful trip, and remember, next month's schedules change. So Natasha here on the second Sunday, and Dr. Nels and Linda will be the third Sunday of October.
Okay.
Just so you know. All righty. Have a great trip. God bless, Sue. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Well, we are winding down hour number two, but that means we have another full hour to go. We do got to sneak in current events at some point. And, of course, we have a wonderful Dr. Nels monthly newsletter to digest and all of that good stuff. I could say dissect and digest and all that good stuff. But we need some of you folks to talk to and serve. So pick up your phone calls. We'll have plenty of time to chat with you in the next hour. Local numbers, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. You know, Mariners have a home game today, so that means Nathan will be stomping around his Bigfoot. So if you head down early to the game, he'll be in the beer garden for a couple hours before the first pitch is at 1:10 this afternoon. I have a couple of things. Just wanted to let you know that life is still a little okay in the land of animal TV. Jackson's shows and My Cat from Hell aren't running anymore. So that's a disappointment. However, Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain vet, my favorite vet on the planet. We need a Dr. Jeff in every state of this country. What a great guy. Well, his shows are running again on Saturdays. But I think they're trying to get us to like this snake show. And it's a gal that she speaks some language that I don't understand. And sometimes she talks in that language and sometimes she talks in English. But I think she's Australian or New Zealand or something like that because she has an accent. But she loves snakes. Now, I happen to love snakes, too. I always have liked snakes. They've never been one of my issues. I like snakes. But I'm not wild about this show. I don't really want to watch a whole hour of the snake stuff. I've tried, but so I am watching Dr. Jeff, and I love, 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 love Dr. Jeff. But Animal Planet, bring back Jackson. Jackson and Dr. Jeff, you're good. But I can do without the snakes, even though I love them. I don't need them. But I have to say, the times I have watched, I have learned something about snakes. That's good. And that reminds me, I posted a really good thing about rattlesnakes on the Animal World Facebook page not too long ago, probably within the last couple of weeks, and learned stuff that I didn't know. They did a study on rattlesnakes, you know, and they used a fake boot and leg and stepped on rattlesnakes. Because they were trying to see, I mean, do they just naturally, or do they want to bite and all of this? Well, they found out is that rattlesnakes really don't want to bite you. And if you step on them by accident, I think they did it 100 times, and only a handful of times did the snake bite the fake leg. Most of the time, they're just trying to get away. So you know, you don't have to, and did you know rattlesnakes don't coil up to bite. The coiling up and the rattling is to warn you they're there, like, don't step on me. Leave me alone. Anyway, so if you want some really good information about rattlesnakes, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Scroll down until you see the guy with the fake leg. It's quite an interesting study, and I learned stuff about rattlesnakes. So there you go. All righty. We are close enough to the top of the hour. We're getting ready to fire up the love train one more time. And I know we aren't going to have a full studio again because the Bigfoot team are on there. All we get is Dave. But that's sufficient. That's what we're used to. And we are going to all jump on the love train. And remember, you don't get to opt out because dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us. I'll come through and cruise through and pick you up. And let's send the love all over the country, all over the world. It is needed everywhere. And we just have to counter this all with love, 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 love. Turn off social media and send love all over the world and the country. All right, so here we go. I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us a little more spiritual juice for the day and the week. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.